WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Iowa High School football playoffs continue with quarterfinal round action tonight. These will be the last of the outdoor games for the 2013 season. Among them, an eight-man football tonight. Adair Casey will host Wayne on their home field tonight. We'll have that game for you here on KJAN. Wade Anderson, the Adair Casey head coach, says that when he looks at the club that Wayne brings to town, he says, well, they've beaten HLV and Murray in the playoffs, both of them on the road. And that avenges a couple of regular season losses to those teams.
Yeah, you know, they're on a hot streak. Earlier on in the year, they had some injuries that they had to mend, and now they're back to full strength, and they're showing people the quality team that they are. We faced them last year in the first round of the playoffs, and they're a very young team. But we could tell they were going to be a very good team this year. They came out and play hard-nosed football, and that's what they've been doing here in the playoffs. And I'm sure they've surprised some people, but we truly expected it to be them at this point of the year.
Well, Wayne has its own running back. Of course, they're going to face Adair Casey's Clayton Plowman, who is the all-time rushing leader in eight-man football. But Wayne has their own Clayton out of the backfield. Running back Clayton Kiefer has been pretty good in the playoffs. He has nearly 450 yards rushing so far just in the last two games.
He just hits the whole heart. You know, they like to get the ball into his hands, and they do a lot of sweeps and pitches to the outside, but he's not afraid to run it up the middle either. And so he's just a hard-nosed kid, going to lower his shoulders and bust through that line, and it's going to take a couple guys to bring him down. So our guys, when we're going to tackle, we're going to have to bring our feet through and carry through on the tackle, make sure we get them to the ground, because we can't be tackling him up high. He's going to get lower than us, and we just got to be ready for a truck coming at us, and we got to take it on full force.
Should be an interesting matchup tonight between those two teams. We'll have it for you live here on KJAN. 6 o'clock we're on the air tonight with pregame, and we'll include interviews with both head coaches at that time, and then they'll kick it off at 7 o'clock tonight. You can catch that game here on AM 1220, FM 101.1. Also on the web at KJAN.com. We'll be streaming live, and you can listen on your smartphones as well with your download of the free KJAN app for both Android and iPhone. Also tonight in eight-man football, Exira EHK is at home facing a familiar opponent. The Spartans will host Glidden-Ralston. Exira EHK went on the road early season to defeat Glidden-Ralston in a game that wasn't really much of a contest. They'll hope to make it one again tonight. The winners moving on to the semifinals. Also, Newell Fonda is at MMC, and Springville plays at Don Bosco this evening. In Class A action, another local rematch as AHST will host Audubon tonight. Those two teams played back in week number two of the football season, with AHST winning that game 34-14. And by virtue of that victory, the Vikings get the home game against the Wheelers tonight in Avoca. Also, Bishop Garrigan is at West Lyon. Wapsie Valley plays at Gladbrook Rhinebeck, while BGM will host Pekin tonight. In Class 1A play tonight, South O'Brien is at Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Ogden is at Van Meter. South Winneshiek plays at North Fayette. And Iowa City Regina is at Maquoketa Valley. In 2A tonight, top-rated Kemper Catholic is at home. The Knights will host Gilbert this evening. Boyden Hall Rock Valley is at Sioux Center. Waukon is at New Hampton. And Albia hosts Mediapolis tonight. In 3A, Harlan hits the road. They'll go to Sioux City to face off against Bishop Heelan Catholic, the number one ranked team in 3A. Grinnell is at Clear Lake. Solon is at Decorah, while Washington plays at Pella tonight. And also Class 4A, it'll be West Des Moines Valley at Ames. West Des Moines Dowling Catholic facing Waukee. Bettendorf is at Pleasant Valley. And Cedar Rapids Xavier will host Cedar Rapids Kennedy tonight. All those games kick at 7 with all the winners moving on to the semifinals next week at the Unidome. In college football, 6th-ranked Stanford and 5th-ranked Baylor scored impressive victories to remain in the Bowl Championship Series title picture. Stanford opened a 26-0 lead and knocked off 2nd-ranked and previously undefeated Oregon 26-20, holding off a furious 4th-quarter rally by the Ducks. Stanford controlled the ball for 42.5 minutes, with running back Tyler Gaffney carrying the ball 45 times for 157 yards and one touchdown. It's the second straight year that Stanford has ruined Oregon's national championship hopes. Both those teams are 8-1 on the season. 5th-ranked Baylor Bears erupted in the second half for a 41-12 victory over 12th-ranked Oklahoma. The 8-0 Bears beat a ranked team for the first time this season as they improved to 5-0 in Big 12 play. Bryce Petty threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for 2 more. Shaq Linwood ran for 182 yards for Baylor, which is 8-0 now for the first time in program history. In the NFL, the Vikings rallied for a 34-27 victory over Washington, outscoring the Redskins 20-3 in the second half. The Vikes improved to 2-7, while the Redskins fell to 3-6. Adrian Peterson ran for 75 yards and two touchdowns. Christian Ponder went 17 for 21 for 174 yards with two touchdowns and an interception before leaving late in the third quarter with an injured left shoulder. Matt Cassel came on in relief of Ponder and secured the victory, completing 4 of 6 passes. John Carlson had 7 catches for 98 yards and a touchdown for the Vikings, who stopped the Redskins on their final drive on the 4-yard line. Robert Griffin III threw 3 touchdown passes in that loss, but was sacked 4 times in the second half. Elsewhere around the league, Jonathan Martin's new attorney says the Miami Dolphins tackle endured harassment from teammates that went far beyond the traditional locker room hazing, including a malicious physical attack and daily vulgar comments. The allegations were made in a statement Thursday night by David Cornwell, hired this week as Martin's attorney. Cornwell said the facts aren't in dispute. Martin, upset by treatment that he considered abusive, left the team last week. His agent then complained to the Dolphins, who suspended guard Richie Incognito. The NFL is investigating whether Incognito harassed or bullied Martin and whether their teammates and the organization mishandled that matter. Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler will start against the Detroit Lions on Sunday after missing just one game with a groin muscle tear. Coach Mark Trestman says Cutler will not be restricted in any way due to the injury. Cutler suffered the injury against the Redskins on October 20th when he was sacked during a 45-41 loss. The Bears had a bye the following week, and then Josh McCown started and played all of Monday night's win at Green Bay. Houston coach Gary Kubiak paid a visit to his team at the end of practice 4 days after he collapsed at a game with a mini stroke. It was the first time Kubiak had addressed the Texans since collapsing, and he was rushed to the hospital during Sunday's loss to the Colts. The Texans have not said when the 52-year-old Kubiak will resume his coaching duties. Defensive coordinator Wade Phillips is handling the head coaching duties in the interim. Well, Michigan center Mitch McGarry will miss tonight's season opener against UMass Lowell because of a lingering back problem. The 6'10" sophomore was named to the AP's preseason All-America team, but it's not clear when he'll be able to take the court this season. McGarry averaged 7.5 points per game last season as a freshman, but the NCAA tournament he averaged 14.3 points and 10.7 rebounds, helping the Wolverines reach the national championship game, which they lost to Louisville. Guard Dominic Artis and forward Ben Carter have each been suspended by number 19 Oregon for the season's first 9 games for selling team apparel. The Ducks open their season tonight against Georgetown in South Korea. Iowa Hawkeyes open up their new season tonight as well, as the Hawkeye men will play at home at Carver Hawkeye Arena. They'll face off against UNC Wilmington tonight to tip off the new season. In the NBA last night, just 3 games, Miami beat the LA Clippers 102-97, Denver over Atlanta 109-107, the LA Lakers beat Houston 99-98. In the National Hockey League, Boston topping Florida 4-1, Washington in a shootout 3-2 over Minnesota, Ottawa beat Montreal 4-1, New Jersey over Philadelphia 3-0, Carolina blanked the New York Islanders 1-0, the New York Rangers beat Columbus 4-2, Dallas in overtime a 4-3 winner over Detroit, Tampa Bay doubled up Edmonton 4-2, St. Louis outskated Calgary 3-2, it was Los Angeles over Buffalo 2-0, and Vancouver a 4-2 winner over San Jose last night. In baseball news, the Chicago Cubs have hired Rick Renteria as their new manager. The club says Renteria was given a 3-year contract with club options for 2017 and 2018. The 51-year-old replaces Dale Swaim, who was fired after 2 losing seasons. Renteria spent the last 6 seasons with the San Diego Padres, most recently as their bench coach. And Seattle introduced new manager Lloyd McClendon as a replacement for Eric Wedge, who left the team near the end of last season. It will be the second managing job for the former Tigers coach. McClendon managed the Pirates from 2001 to 2005, going 336 and 446 during that span. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.